It's Freeform Friday here on UA, and we're going to talk about Simon Pegg and Nicholas Frost's unofficial trilogy, along with some other topics that we came up with along the way.
Well, hello everyone. This is Cheyenne.
And Asen.
And right now we're going to talk about Simon Pegg and Mr. Nick Frost himself. I've only watched Shaun of the Dead. I've seen bits and pieces of Hot Fuzz, but I also didn't see At World's End. So tell me about those movies first.
I don't like you.
Okay, so this is the point where he realizes that we're probably not even siblings anymore. He disowns me.
Well, okay, start with Shaun of the Dead, basically a zombie movie. Nicholas Frost and Simon Pegg in that movie kind of play best friends. They're kind of not that smart, but somehow they survive. With Hot Fuzz, it's completely different. Simon Pegg's character is more like a to-the-rules kind of guy. He does everything by the book, no matter what. And Nicholas Frost gets to act like the childish kind of guy who kind of just got the job because it's a family business.
I've seen like bits and pieces of At World's End, but Hot Fuzz, I don't know, it didn't really excite me as much as Shaun of the Dead did.
First of all, how dare you? But I mean, I get that it's not very appealing, but like it's really it's like an action movie that has a weird kind of plot, but it somehow it goes with it, you know? And I love Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, both respectfully together and as individual actors. I mean, they're very funny in their own ways. At World's End, it basic enters the world kind of movie, but it kind of touches on like alcoholism and like addiction and all that. With Simon Pegg's character, he's like this guy who can't grow up and rather live in the past because his future's or his present is just not the way he thought the world or his life would be. And Nick Frost plays a character who kind of, in a way, just grew up. Like in the movie, he explains that they had an accident where Simon Pegg's character decides to run off and not take responsibility for what happened while his friend, Nick Frost's character, kind of just almost dies, and then he realizes that he needs to grow up, and that the way they were living and drinking just wasn't the life he wanted.
Hey, you can't say, how dare you, when you haven't even watched King Kong Skull Island.
Well, it's a monkey on an island with other animals, or monsters. That's pretty much it.
He is a gorilla, okay? He's a gorilla. And guess what? He beats the shit out of King Kong. I mean, he is King Kong. I mean, he beats the shit out of Godzilla.
That'll be for another episode. Let's just move on from that.
You're right. The people aren't ready for that yet.
And the reason why it's like considered an unofficial trilogy is because Edgar Wright kind of directs each movie. And if you've watched another Edgar Wright movie, you could think of maybe Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Edgar Wright did that. He's famous for those like scenes, those cut scenes where he zooms in on something or someone throws something in front of the camera.
Well, when you find time to watch King Kong Skull Island, I'll find time to watch At World's End and Hot Fuzz.
Is there any like other Simon Pegg movies with Nick Frost that you've seen that you remember?
Slaughterhouse Rules. That's one of the most recent ones that I've watched from him. It's really cool, and I really liked it. I'm not really a big fan of, like, UK actors, but I'm getting there.
Well, I mean, I think UK actors are pretty cool. And there's that whole accent thing, which kind of makes them cooler, but yeah, there's some really good movies out there from, like, different countries that I like to watch. Like this as one of them. And then, weirdly enough, there's one on Netflix called I, Boy, which it's basically a boy that kind of gets robbed or mugged, and then they shoot the phone out of his hand, which gets embedded in his head. I don't know. It's a weird premise, but it was a really good movie. And then another Simon Pegg and Nick Frost movie that I've watched is Paul. but it was directed by Greg Mottola, I think. And that was really good, even with the voice of Seth Rogen in it.
I can't say that I don't like UK actors, because most of the actors now are from the UK, and they're really good. So I'm not saying that I don't like Simon Pegg or Nick Frost. I think both of them are very great. So, I mean, I guess I'm kind of just... I guess my previous thing isn't even right. I do like UK actors.
Yeah, and then you see them, like, the other movies that they've been in, like Simon Pegg was in Star Trek. He was also in Mission Impossible. And then Nick Frost, he played Santa in Doctor Who, which, side note, I'm really excited to get it. Be able to do an episode of Doctor Who sometime in the future, hopefully soon, but we'll see. Anyways, Nick Frost, he's also in what was that one movie with Christina Ricci, Penelope. He was in there too, although it was like a supporting or a side character. It was still cool to see him in that movie.
And I feel like they have an advantage, like Nick Frost and Simon Pegg, they don't really change their accent too much when they're acting, especially in like major movies, which is cool. But I think that's like an advantage that UK actors have, because Tom Holland does a really great American accent, especially when he's playing Spider-Man or in any other movies. It's pretty cool.
That's true. And then you also know, like, actors, they kind of sing. Like Jeremy Renner, he sings some songs too. I don't know his band, but Cheyenne probably knows that.
I don't think he was in a band. I mean, the song that I came across was Main Attraction by Jeremy Renner.
Speaking of Jeremy Renner, the Hawkeye movie, like, I guess they cast Haley Steinfeld as one of the actors for the movie. I think he's playing the girl that Hawkeye trains.
Yeah, I'm not a really big fan of Haley Steinfeld. I think she has an incredible voice, but in most movies, it just feels like she's playing herself.
Yeah, like the same for Kristen Stewart, and she's just acts the same way in every character she plays. Or like that guy that plays Stifler in American Pie, he was only typecast for like comedic roles as the funny immature guy, and now he doesn't have many acting jobs besides like the movie he did with Chow Yun-fat. I think he was in Bulletproof Monk, and then there was also the Final Destination movie, which is supposed to be like a thriller, but he only died at the beginning.
He was also in that movie Without Paddles. I think that's what it's called, right?
No, it's Without a Paddle. And it had that one guy that played Shaggy, Seth Green, and then I don't remember his name, but he's Kristen Bell's husband.
Dan Shepard?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm such an idiot. I don't even know why I thought it was him.
If people can't tell the moment Cheyenne's peeling her skin, she's used a foot mask, I think it was called, and then her skin's all peeling. She's molting. She's becoming a new Cheyenne. The next thing we're gonna see is like just a husk of her in the middle of the hallway.
It's true. I'm peeling. And I just want to congratulate Dan Shepard and Kristen Bell for being married for so fucking long. That is crazy. But if it's true love, it's true love.
Yeah, I hope they last forever. Speaking of, Superstore is on its season finale. I don't know how that reminded me of it, but it is, right? And then, see, all the other movies.
I thought Superstore had its last episode already.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Superstore had its last episode, sorry. And then movies have been being pushed back, like, weeks. Every now and then. Like, which movie was pushed back now?
Oh, fuck. I forgot. I think it was Uncharted with Tom Holland.
Yeah, that one. And then Mortal Kombat was pushed back. And then another movie was pushed back. I think Cheyenne might know that.
We talked about it last time. What was it? Mortal Kombat. And then... What the fuck? There's so many that are just being pushed back or released on demand.
Yeah, but pre-COVID, movies came out when they said it would come out, unless something else happened that rarely happened. But now with COVID and all that, movies are going to HBO Max or Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, all these other places that we got to go just to watch the movie, when we used to just go to the movie theater, watch it, and then that was it. Now we have to sit at home and hopefully have the right subscription that we need to watch the movie, or we just end up having to rent it.
Can you believe that Ethan's not even a snacks kind of person? He just eats popcorn. That's it.
There's no need for that. Like, that distracts you from watching the movie.
Hey, also, it's been like 15 minutes since your pizza's been in there.
Well, you should go get it out.
So, Asen is cutting his pizza, and I have been tasked to end the podcast right here. But I will say that our mission for this week is to get him to watch all of the Godzilla and King Kong movies to catch up with Godzilla vs. Kong. I didn't know at the time that he didn't watch all of them. So, yeah. Shut up, cut your pizza. But I hope everybody stays safe, and we will see you on Monday. Bye-bye.